A word for you from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14. For this commandment that I command you today is not too hard for you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend to heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Neither is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can do it. One of the devil's greatest deceptions to keep people back and away from repenting and coming to the Lord is the wrong belief that it is impossible. They cannot. Now, it is true that it is impossible without the power of God, but He has promised His power. He has promised the miracle that He will meet you. As you return to Him, He will show compassion on you. That's what these chapters are all about. Chapter 30 is how God will show compassion on His people if they return to Him. But God forestalls the excuses that even God's people might make, because He knew the Israelites might excuse themselves and say, "But this is too hard for us. This is way above us." Like many Christians even say today, "This is too hard. This is too strict. This is just impossible." Perhaps a person who's never found the Lord, who says, "No, this is high away, far away from me," and they even say the words in verse 12, "Who can ascend into heaven for us? How can this be? Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us?" Now they make impossible excuses, as if though God's commands are in the heavens, in the stars, as if though it is beyond the sea. No, it is not. God says in verse 14, "But the word is very near you." In other words, there is no excuse. Musuguzi tetelel, ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi kulula izwi lisemlonyeni wakho. The word is in your mouth. Do you want to repent? Do you want to find the Lord? Don't excuse yourself any longer by saying, "It is too difficult, it is too far away." The Lord says, "It is very near you. It is easier than you think. It is in your mouth, in your heart, so that you can do it." God makes all things possible.